half. In just incredible stuff there in overtime, or taking it into overtime. Mark Clark from the New Orleans Saints Official Supporters Group and publisher of Black and Gold, the official supporter forum of the New Orleans Saints, joins us from the Big Easy. Thanks so much for your time today, Mark.
Thanks for having me, everyone.
Hey, congratulations on your side. You're obviously a lifelong Saints supporter. Were you making any holiday plans to go down Miami at the start of the season, or has this been a real added bonus? The scenes that we've seen here on the internet of the streets of New Orleans suggest that it's just euphoria there at the moment.
It is euphoria. Right now, I don't have any plans to go down to Miami. I think it was just a great shock to even win the game, to be in this game, of course, with the unbelievable history of this team. But also, too, because the Super Bowl is happening right during our Mardi Gras here in New Orleans, you know, it is added not only just the unbelievable air of enthusiasm here, but also, too, people are just confused as to what to do.
It's, I guess, a nice problem to have. You know, here in Australia, Mark, we've heard so much about the difficulties and challenges the people of your wonderful city have endured and encountered over the last few years, of course, Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and what was the perceived lack of action from the federal administration. Is this the kind of thing that can reinstill morale and a little bit of hope for some of those people who I imagine will be still struggling to this day?
It helps. I was trapped in that the whirlwind of that event myself, being a resident here in New Orleans. It helps a lot to ease the pain, but really it's the fighting of the people in the neighborhoods here to rebuild this city. I think what's most, what really why many men in this city and women shed a tear last night was Hurricane Katrina was devastating on so many levels to neighborhoods and homes. The football team got itself inevitably tied with the Hurricane Katrina event because after we were so down, trodden and kicked in the face, the owner at the time thought that he was going to move the team to San Antonio, and then he changed his mind along with the NFL commissioner and other people, as it was just a very indecent thing. So now this is really a healing process also for the city. A lot of us, of course, as fans, as you guys know with the sports you have there, you know, are fans deep down in our hearts. But beyond that, it really tied itself with the devastation and destruction at that time, being kicked in the chin after you've been fallen and bloodied and stuff like that. So, yes, it is a healing process for the city and for the people here.
42 years since the team first came into existence, the first visit to a Super Bowl. Now, this intercept pass thrown by none other than the great Brett Favre, and then the kick in overtime. Now, this is from a player that, from what I gather, isn't even particularly well-known within New Orleans. Is that correct?
He was actually suspended earlier in the season. He had a violation of NFL policy rules, brought him on to the program. So he wasn't even able to play in the first four games of the year after he was reinstated to the NFL. And he was able to play for the Saints, but during a football game when we played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he missed field goals at the end of the game, which would have won the game. He made a lot of people very nervous, and he really came in the clutch, and I've got to really say congrats to him. He's made a complete career move, career change. Something wonderful has happened to him. He gave a great gift to this city and to the people.
Yeah, if he never achieves anything else for the New Orleans Saints, that moment alone might just be enough. Well, I guess we've got to look ahead to the big one, Mark. The New Orleans Saints record in their Southern Division, 15-3, not much splitting the 16-2 record of the Colts, who, of course, in the team, the great Peyton Manning. Can the Saints do it?
You know, I think what was mind-boggling about this last game in reference to the future game was that Brett Favre grew up maybe 60 or 70 miles away from New Orleans, and he was a fan of the New Orleans Saints when he was a child. And the devastation for him that he had to feel was either he was going to beat his childhood team or he was going to lose and allow them to go forward. The same thing with Peyton Manning, the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, which is a team that is pretty much built around this their quarterback. He's very key to their whole operation, and their entire offensive line is geared around this one super-duper player. He is a hardcore New Orleanian. He is resident here in New Orleans, and his father was quarterback for the New Orleans Saints back in the 70s and early 80s. It's going to be a very tough game. The Indianapolis Colts have experience in the Super Bowl. We see this as the reality of it. But the New Orleans Saints have a very different kind of a defense. Our defensive style is not as much of a power-stopping style as much as we force a lot of turnovers, as we saw last night. And it's been happening all year long, which allows the offense to really take over and score more points. So I think, if anything, you're going to see is going to be a wild shootout, much like last night. The key is who makes the least amount of mistakes will probably be the team to come forward to be victor in the game.
Our official bookmaker sponsor, Mark, for our radio station is called LuxBet. They have the Colts as a fairly warm favourites, $1.89, New Orleans at $2.75. Is that reflective of the thoughts over there in the States?
Well, I'll tell you right now, we saw on this last week, and we've seen throughout the season and also leading into the playoffs, when the Saints did have a little bit of a skid toward the end of the year, bookmakers seem to make changes at the last moments, because as many times as they pick against New Orleans, as many people, as many of the talking heads and prognosticators are out there that say, you know, that New Orleans isn't going to win, is as motivated as the team seems to be to go out there and prove something. You're talking about a team that has a lot to prove and still feels like there's a lot to prove, and they carry this burden of Katrina. They carry this burden of the city and the enthusiasm of all the fans here with them. I would say that New Orleans right now here in the States is about a 3-point underdog in the game. And you'll see that fluctuate between 3 and 7 points here. But yes, I think that the Indianapolis Colts are by far have proven themselves to be a mighty foe. It's going to be an incredible game. But as you well know, that's why they play the football game. We'll see how it resolves.
Mark Clark, all the very best to the New Orleans Saints. Thanks very much.